Bucky Gwartney, an international marketing specialist, says these changes will benefit producers, traders, and consumers of U.S. food products.
The data was showing was that they wanted to exclude any white markings behind the shoulder and above the flank and just strengthen the description of Angus cattle.
The goal is to cater to what consumers want, but Gwartney says the consumer won't notice any major changes when buying certified Angus products. Brett Bowman, a professor of agricultural sciences at Utah State University, says there is one main chicken breed and just a few swine breeds, but there are many different types of cattle breeds throughout the world. Any advantage over the competition can make a difference.
We have less consistency in having a pleasurable eating experience. That's where I applaud the Angus industry, because they have started a lot of certification programs to where it helps the consumer buying power as well as the producer in purchasing animals get, you know, more consistency due to genetics.
Bowman says if you have certifications, it just helps the beef industry to increase sales in protein meat against other competitors in the poultry and the pork markets.
I think by and large, they're going to better the industry by having the certifications of whatever they're selecting for. I don't see where it impede, but rather benefit most producers that would use genetics that way.
Bowman says the entire beef industry needs to work together to improve their products, not just those involved with Angus cattle.
We're a very proud industry and we're very independent. I think that communication could really benefit everybody. But by so doing, I think we'll be able to put out a product that our consumer will be happy because of the consistency.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tigert.